Welcome into the Landry Football Podcast Network. This is the Landry Football Podcast. Taking a look today at the running backs. There are not many that are first round caliber draft picks. We're going to go over both of them, tell you kind of what are the qualities that might be the fit for somebody to take as high as the first round. Got first round grades on both of them. We'll get to that. A reminder, though, you can get detailed breakdowns on all the players in this draft, on all the teams and their needs and the directions of what they're going, draft boards, you name it, we got it over at LandryFootball.com. All the free agency stuff, all the college football breakdowns, the transfer portal, you name it, we got it covered for you at LandryFootball.com. Take advantage of our scouting season offer. It's the best one we've got going. It'll take you through the rest of this scouting season, all the way through next football season. So you want to get on board. It's the best deal we got going. Look, you can try it out for a month or 6 months. It's $9.99 a month. It is cheaper than that if you take advantage of the year membership. So make sure that you do so today to get a coaching, scouting, and executive viewpoint of the college and pro game. We've got it covered for you. Also, a reminder to subscribe, like, and share the Landry Football Podcast Network wherever you get your podcasts. As we will be there to bring you the latest in football, and you don't want to miss any of it. So there are two running backs with first-round grades and two guys that I think have a good chance. Both of them would go into the first round. I'm going to start with Bijan Robinson of Texas, who has got special traits. He's a junior coming out. He's got elite pass-catching skills. He's got great ball skills, vision, eye-hand coordination, rare body control for a running back. His eyes and instincts are very, very good. He has a feel with the ball, can anticipate, sets up blocks well, and hits the hole with a really good burst that you like. He can bend, he can move laterally to slide and find the hole, and then can push his foot in the ground and get upfield in a hurry. That's what you're looking for in a back that can see it and get it. He's got some ability to jolt and shock as a blocker. He's got a nice little punch to work defenders. So really important when you're talking about third down roll. Pass catching, blocking, really good. He's a three down running back that can be your feature back and can be the best back you got in third down. He's that good. He doesn't play with what I would call elite play speed. You know, he's not the burner. A little bit overrated for backs. What you want is guys that are can hit it and get it. You know, guys that are quick to and through the hole, and he's got that. He's got enough speed. He tends to hold the ball a little too loose at times, but that can be, you know, helped with just the ability to control all the pressure points. I think he's more talented than a Kareem Hunt. He's a very good player. He's got outstanding balance and body control with good instincts, feel with the football, can make defenders miss, moves well laterally, a one-cut, jump cut back with outstanding feet, can hit the edge, strength to move the pile with good pad level, can deliver a ball, a blow, top-shelf hands out of the backfield. Ball security, again, with covering more of the pressure points is going to be something he needs to improve upon. Very good player. I think he should be the first back taken in the draft. I think he's that good. I think he's got a ton of things going for him without question. The next guy I want to talk about is Jahmyr Gibbs. Transfer from Georgia Tech, going to Alabama. He's also a junior. He's outstanding out of the backfield, really good running routes. Love his speed, love his quickness, love his instincts and vision with the ball in his hands. Not built to be a high-volume back. In terms of special traits, he's probably got as much or more, I actually think, more than Bijan Robinson. What makes Robinson a little bit more reliable is that he's got every down traits, whereas Gibbs doesn't really have that. He's not built for the great build for the play style and approach to be a physical guy. He's physical, but to hold up, to withstand that, it's going to be a bigger challenge. He lacks the ideal size for the position, but he's very talented. And love his instincts, hands, and speed, as I mentioned. Strong lateral movement skills helps him to make people miss in the hole. Has the speed to hit the edge and can pull away from defenders. He's tough, but not a super strong runner. Lacks the power to move the pile. Is a top-level pass catcher out of the backfield. He can run his route good enough to split out wide if you want to do that with him. Natural hands, can extend and pluck the ball out of the air. Does a nice job of adjusting and showing body control. He is a hit or miss as a blocker. Lacks the great overall lower body strength to be great. He's a good player who can both run and catch, but there are concerns about his size. I think he's going to be really good. He reminds me some of Alvin Kamara. Kamara plays with better play strength, and I think he's got more durability to be the feature guy. But the skills to make him miss and the explosion through the hole and the ability to catch the ball out of the backfield, very reminiscent of Alvin Kamara. So very worthy, in my view, of a first-round pick. So we'll see how it plays out. Folks, to get more details about more of the backs in this draft, head on over to LandryFootball.com. Take advantage of our scouting season offer. Get all the breakdowns of all the players, all the teams, everything involving the draft, free agency, NFL. 12 months a year, we've got it covered for you. Same thing with college football. We've got that sport covered 12 months a year. In season, out of season, recruiting, transfer portal, spring practice. We've got it all for you on the college game as well. LandryFootball.com to get a view from a coaching, scouting, and an executive background on the college and pro level. That's what LandryFootball.com does. Try it out for a month. It's very inexpensive, less than $10 a month. You want to get a better deal? Try it out for 6 months. To get the best deal that we've got going, take advantage of the scouting season offer. That'll get you not only through the scouting season, but all the way through next football season. Best deal we got going. Check it out. LandryFootball.com. Also, spread the word about LandryFootball.com and the Landry Football Podcast Network. We'd like to ask you to tell a friend or two or five or 10, if you would, to subscribe, like, and share the Landry Football Podcast Network wherever you get your podcasts. That way you will make sure that you don't miss any of our football shows. Hey, we appreciate you joining us as always. But for now, so long. Talk to you next time.